We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what happens when there's bad losses by both teams consecutive days? We've talked about this before. There are a number of sports fans that love to be miserable. They love to hate their teams and tell you everything that's wrong. They wait for this. You don't hear from them, and then now, because I've been responding to people on the text machine because I knew people would be coming out today. And by the way, we're angry too. It was a lousy weekend of football, but there are people, they live for this. They want to tell you, I've told you for 20 years we're terrible. Okay, you're so brilliant. You know, it's like, so I'm just looking at some of the texts that I've responded to. Maybe instead of accepting bleepy wins against Appalachian State, we should have been saying something isn't right and we need to fix it. Instead, we're cheerleaders on this show, always pretending like horrible teams are going to turn corners. And I texted him. I said, I love rooting for my team. You can be miserable your entire life. It's not my style. I wasn't thrilled with the Appalachian State victory. I had Miami giving 6.5. I lost money on that game, but it was a win. And so I'm not miserable day in and day out, even if the victory wasn't what I expected. And if you remember last weekend, Miami beat Appalachian State and the Dolphins beat New England. But you, Texter, you saw, you know, the grand picture. You knew that this weekend matters. Last weekend doesn't. And so, but they love this. So I responded with that. And he says, I must have made a mistake. I thought this was a sports show where people who know sports give fans analysis. But I guess we're just selling people fantasies. Now, I'm not selling you anything. I'm telling you, Crowder and I like to laugh and have a good time.
Yeah.
And I texted him, it sounds like you thought wrong. You should find a new show.
And I would say,
oh, Buffalo Bills trolled 305 and Pitbull. Buffalo Bills' social media account went to town on Miami and the Dolphins.
Which they should have. 35 doo-doo.
Yeah.
35 doo-doo,
yeah.
You can laugh.
Yeah.
So after the Appalachian State game, I remember last week, we said that game was not encouraging. That game should not have been that close. But you're not going to talk about the second week of Appalachian State in the 2021 season in 3 weeks.
That's
4
right.
weeks, 5 weeks. It's you're not going to talk about
and,
that.
And I don't know, I don't know what further you want. If you wanted after the Appalachian State victory for me to call for Manny Diaz to be fired, you honestly have the wrong show.
Yeah.
I don't like calling for people to lose their jobs. Period. Coaches or players. Some hosts do, I don't. I don't like it. I don't like when people lose their jobs. It's a reality in sports. I get it. And I'll reach my boiling point. But that's not something I do cavalierly. A lot of people like to do it. Somebody texts in, whoever made that line, the Dolphins-Raiders line for Sunday, probably listens to this show where we pretend teams are good until they end in a losing season. So I text them back. Are you talking about last year's winning seasons for the Dolphins and the Canes?
Yeah.
Or are you already aware of what this season's final records are going to be? Because from that texter, you're saying, you're obviously very magical, you know, after 3 Canes games and 2 Dolphins games, that they're both going to end with losing records.
and you're conveniently forgetting last season. The Dolphins ended with 10 victories.
Did.
So I'm not exactly certain, you know, but there are people,
They wait for negativity.
Yes.
Yep, that's what they do.
They live for this. They live for it. And I feel sad for these people. I do. Like, can you imagine going through life? Somebody texted me. I made that joke to John Michaels. They could still win the Coastal. Guy texts, still win the Coastal? F yourself, Hawk. What a effing loser.
That's a fact, though.
Well, they could still win the Coastal.
I was just like, you know, and I know.
But
you were being a little facetious.
And John laughed at it, and
I laughed at it,
too.
But that's the thing. Like, you know, just to this point, even as a player, like, if you win, you're not happy. If you lose, the sky's falling. Like, when can we evaluate a team? To these people, like, if they're 2-0, but the teams aren't good enough that they beat at a higher level.
No.
Like, I don't understand.
You can only evaluate them after the worst losses that they'll suffer, and then that is what tells you what the team really is. By the way, I'm not singing the praises of the Canes or the Dolphins today.
Embarrassing.
I'm just lamenting the fact that there are these miserable people out there that really wait for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wait for victories. I love it. I love it when my teams are doing well. There are plenty of people, they love when their teams are doing poorly because they want to tell you they knew better.
I told you so.
They knew better.
Let me ask these
They knew
people.
More than the front office. They knew more than the fans. They knew more than the radio hosts. They know everything. The texter, the miserable texter.
Let me just talk to y'all for a second. And this is just introspective. Just listen to what I'm saying. I don't even know your name, and I don't know how to use a computer. I don't have the text line. I don't even know your first three digits of your cell phone number. If you're in a relationship, the good dates, the good dinners, the good days are overlooked.
Right.
The arguments are set on fire.
That's right.
The bad times are, this is why I told you I couldn't be with you.
That's why most of these people are single.
But you can have 14 good days in a row, mm-hmm. 2 weeks of good days. You have a bad outing, a bad date, or something goes wrong, you have a misunderstanding, and you're going to put more emotion into the negative. Because I know people, and I talk to my buddies about this. Why the hell would you put more emotion into negativity than positivity? In a relationship, and to be honest, I might break something to these people too, Hawk. You know fandom is a relationship. It's the girl that you can't let go of. Me and the Gators, I can't let go of her. You and the Canes, y'all's relationship, what is it, 81? When'd you get down here? 81, right?
87.
87. Y'all's relationship started. You can't let her go. So you're going to put more emotion, more energy into the bad days of that relationship than the good days? I would say, and I'm going to speak for you, Hawk, we choose the other side.
Yeah, and not even to say that we're not upset. This show, I mean, if you listen to the first segment, like, we both had miserable weekends watching football.
And losing money.
But if you think that I'm going to spend 4 hours telling the world Chris Greer needs to be fired because Tua's got hurt ribs, like, it'll merit out whether Chris Greer is good at his job or not. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you yes or no at this point. Because there seem to be a lot of problems.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Austin, and we talk about it. Austin Jackson and Noah Igbinoghi, two first-rounders.
Austin Jackson is barely playable. Noah Igbinoghi is not playable. They're not even making him active.
They don't even give him a helmet for the game. You're in the NFL, and they won't give you a helmet? And we talk about that.
Yeah.
But dwelling on it and saying that the other guys haven't worked out, the other guys starting, the Xavier Howard extension, the Beeren and Byron Maxwell, the Jerome Baker extension, I can go on and on, Christian Wilkins draft. Though, like, let's look at both sides. Well, we can look at both sides. The texters, and you know who I'm speaking to, let this go. You need to improve your life, not just your sports fandom.
Yeah, improve your life.
Yeah.
Improve your life. All right, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana here. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us this hour.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade. 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Final scores over the weekend. 38-17, the Canes lose to Michigan State. They have fallen out of the AP Top 25. Michigan State has jumped into the AP Top 25. Canes now 1-2 on the season.
Guessing that's the last time you're going to see the Canes in the top 25 this season.
They can make a run.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they can beat any teams that's gonna vault them into the top 25.
We'll see.
All right.
It's gonna be tough.
They host Central Connecticut State on Saturday. Manny Diaz said earlier today he's concerned for quarterback Derek King as he awaits a medical appointment tomorrow.
Okay.
Should have told the line about his concern. Hey, fellas, keep this guy safe, okay?
Man, I mean, he's getting beaten up.
Destroyed. In the pocket, out the pocket, everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. That left tackle.
Him and Tua and Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. How's it possible that the Dolphins have not fixed the offensive line in this many years?
That no team in South Florida has a good line.
How's it possible that no team in South Florida has a good offensive line?
How's American Heritage looking? I just
it really is
no lineman
staggering, right? It's
yeah.
staggering that they can't protect the quarterback and they can't have a running game.
Yep.
Staggering.
Wild. And it's both teams. That's the main issue. I know it's boring to talk about. That's the main issue with both teams.
And we thought the Canes, because they were returning their offensive line, that they'd have this, you know, experience. The only thing they've got is experience letting everyone through the line.
If you were young and sorry,
you're
gonna be old
and
sorry. Sorry takes precedent over age.
Gotta feel sorry for Derek King. Busted his ass to come back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is just under constant pressure.
Sad.
What about Tua? I mean, two drives, gets hit nonstop on the first one, has a bruised rib, and then Jacoby Brissett comes in. Dude's running all over the field, has no time to make anything happen.
And when Jacoby does have some time to make a throw, the receivers drop the pass.
Yeah. That Devontae Parker got me hot.
Jacoby Brissett had to be beside himself with anger last night because he was under constant pressure. But when he was able to buy himself a couple of seconds and find an open receiver, receivers were dropping the balls.
Two touchdowns dropped.
Mm.
I come in the game. I just get to this team. I come in the game. Tua gets hurt. I knew I'm the backup. This is my job. Y'all bastards going to drop two touchdowns on me? It should have been 14-14 at half.
Yep.
And I think the game ends up differently if it's 14-14
Totally
at half.
Agree.
Yep.
Totally agree.
What about Albert Wilson? What hasn't played,
what happened
seasons?
To him?
Comes in, drops
two easy passes. The first two passes that he got, dropped them both.
I got to think about Ja'Marr Chase. He took that year off. Didn't catch any football in competitive football situation for an entire year and comes back. Albert Wilson did the same thing, opting out of the COVID year. Ja'Marr Chase dropped a bunch of balls in preseason. Albert Wilson dropped two balls and one a touchdown left hash late in the second quarter. I remember the play. I can draw it up. Yeah, I think I'm defaulting to blaming it on the year off.
There's got to be some reason because whenever we talked about the receiving core, that was one that we're like, oh, Albert Wilson is back.
And we talked about it last week because the whole Will Fuller thing, Albert was going to step in now in Will Fuller's position. I think Will would have caught those balls. I don't know how I think that. I just don't think NFL receivers drop balls like that. So
Aronte Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment, so he can speak on it better than you or I can. Will Fuller, speaking of him, by the way, Brian Flores said in his press conference this afternoon, Will Fuller is back with the team.
Also, Tua X-rays yesterday were negative. Tom Pelissero today tweeted that some of the further testing proved no significant damage. Brian Flores said today in his press conference, if Tua can go, he's going to go because that's the type of player he is. Jakeem Grant, by the way, has a sprained ankle. Nothing major. Dolphins in Vegas against a 2-0 Raiders team. Sunday, 4:05 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment. I don't recall many drop passes during Aronde Gadsden's receiving era.
His hands are big as frying pans.
His hands are so huge
yes.
that, honestly, it would be difficult for him to drop a pass that was anywhere near his radius.
Get stuck under his fingernail before he drops it.
In fact, there might be a couple footballs underneath his fingernails. He just hasn't found yet.
Look at Dan threw me that one.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Someone texted in, I wonder what happened if anyone dropped a pass from Marino. Aronde's told us that before. He didn't dare drop a pass from Dan Marino because he'd hear about it in the huddle, he'd hear about it on the sideline, and Dan Marino wouldn't throw him the ball anymore.
You ain't going to catch it, you ain't getting it.
Right? Aronde Gadsden. Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Aronde Gadsden played wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins and played it very well. By the way, we were saying this, Aronde, I'm guessing seeing that, you know, a sure touchdown drop by Devontae Parker, easy drops by Albert Wilson, a catch followed by a fumble by Jakeem Grant, which was a killer. That had to have eaten you up yesterday.
Oh, man, so serious, so serious. The Parker one was bad. The Parker one was bad because all he, you know, for a big guy, you want the ball in the pocket. Like, you want the ball right there where you can jump and get it. Hits don't hurt as much and just went through his hands. You know, listen, they happen, you know, but not right there, not in the end zone. That's the money time. They all were in the red zone. Most of them, the little whippet by Albert Wilson. He, you know, I was an Albert Wilson fan coming in because in training camp he was just giving people the business in training camp. And then, you know, I don't know what happened on the little whip route. And then, you know, the little fella got swung around and lost his equilibrium. And I don't know, let the ball go. I don't know what happened. You know?
Aronde was texting me about, just called him 19. Just texting me this morning about 19.
19 in the game.
The little fella lost his equilibrium. Wait, what would have happened? Because you play with Marino. What would have happened if you were Devontae Parker and you dropped that sure touchdown pass in the end zone?
Who was the coach, first of all? You're not going back to the huddle because Dan's going to yell at you, and you're not going to the sideline because Jimmy's going to yell at you. So you're just walking straight. Like, Devontae Parker dropped the ball in the end zone, he would have walked, what is it, parallel? Straight out, wherever that ended up, wherever the sideline ended up right there. Just walk to the left. Just turn left and keep on walking because, you know, they're putting Lamar in now. I don't want Lamar to come in. That's my boy, but I don't want him in. I want to be in. Like, you out because you don't want to go to the huddle because you're not going to get the play. Nobody else going to get the play because Dan just going to be yelling for the 7 seconds you're in the huddle. You know what I'm saying? Because you're messing up his percentage. You know what I'm saying? His QBR going down because you suck. You know, like.
OG, I think that's perpendicular.
Perpendicular, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, listen, I came on thinking this was the SAT series. Y'all were using the big words earlier, cavalier, introspective, fandom. Oh, Lord. This is when y'all get mad at your teams, you use big words. I get it.
You should see the text line, man.
Oh, they killing me. OG, what are you, like, as a – but moving forward from that, because like we said, bro, I ain't see you miss this many passes, bro. But, you know, what do you, from receiver stand, and you coach, like, moving forward, like, what's going on? Is it Jugs machine? Is it just, like, fellas, focus,
I mean, you know,
like,
not at this, you know, listen, they're getting paid. Like, Jugs machine ain't going to help. Jugs machine helped the kids in high school and yelling at them, you got hands like feet, get out. That helps. But right now, I mean, you know what I'm saying? For me, the reason I would go after the ball with, you know, everything I had, not saying that they don't. Let's not say that they're not trying to catch the ball. I know they are. Things happen, you know, but focus and concentration. But I knew we weren't getting a lot of throws. Jay Fiedler in the game 16 for 19. We was giving the ball to Ricky 47 times. Like, I got to catch the one they're going to throw to me. If I drop that one, they ain't getting it no more. You know what I'm saying? They going to call runs, dive, power. We can get 3 yards. Like, no, I got 10 yards. I hit a DB 40 yards off. No, we just going to run it. You know, so I think, you know, obviously, you know, you got to know where you are, focus, concentration, you know, same things. I mean, there's no other, you know, ways, no secret squirrel ways to catch the ball. Watch the point, grab the fat is what I always been told. And that's what you try to do. Got to squeeze it a little bit when you're in a tougher situation, you know. I'm pretty sure those guys feel bad about it. They'll come up with the next catches. But, you know, it's tough when you don't have a true running game. And we all hit on it, you know. Like, got to have the running game to make things a little easier. That's, you know, you see the game last night. I mean, people, when you got a running game, people end up wide open. I don't know why Hollywood Brown wide open. Like, because they got a running game, you know what I mean? You got to, you know, have some people in the box to stop the running game. I think it's the same thing at the – you know, with UM, they got to have a consistent running game, you know, to open up the passing game a little bit. And the quarterbacks won't have to run around as much, but you got to run around. I think that's one of Tua's things. I know he's not a runner like Kyler Murray, but he's going to have to move at that size.
Well, what do you do? Rondae Gadsden is with us because it really does apply to the Hurricanes and the Dolphins. As an offense, if you can't protect the quarterback – and your offensive line is not good, so you can't establish a running game. What can you do?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, you want to say roll out. It's tough. You got to have one or the other because, you know, I think back to when they had, like, you know, we played, like, Buffalo and Doug Flutie. They still had a running game. You know what I mean? They had Thurman or they had I forgot the other running back after Thurman. But they had a decent running game, and that would always hold – you know, hold, and they were consistent with doing it. They were going to run the ball, but, you know, the play action would work. They roll the quarterbacks out. You know, it's tough. It's tough when you don't have a good line. You know, you got to have, and we thought, you know, I thought, you know, Jackson would shore up the line. I thought some other people would shore up the line, but it just hadn't happened. We just hadn't quite, it's like that Jerry Curl that can't quite, you know, curl right. You know what I'm saying? we kind of get it, then we kind of don't get it. Like, we have a good game. Like, that's the sucky part. We have a game in New England like we had last week and then come home and just lay a solid egg. Like, that's a solid egg. That solid ain't kind of egg. That ain't, you know, that's a bad one.
And, OG, you talked about New England last week, because we didn't see Tua much. Hell, he got sacked first play of the game. He was out before the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, it was. But,
OG, this year, even, you know, going back to that New England game, did you see a progression out of Tua? Did you see that what the jump we thought we would have saw going into season two?
I did not.
No, you can be honest. Be honest.
Yeah, I did not. Listen, you know, I wanted to work for for everyone, you know, like all the Dolphin fandom, I want it to work, but it's just going to be tough if you're not a runner. I just, you know, and I hate to say it, you know, like, I want to work for Chris Greer. I want to work for Brian Flores, you know what I'm saying? Because the dude that got picked after Tua is doing such a great job over there, you know what I'm saying? I want it to work, but I just think at that size, you're going to have to be more mobile than accurate. I know he was the most accurate quarterback in college history, but, you know, just not behind Bama line, you know what I mean, anymore. And so I think he has to be a little bit more mobile than he has been. You know, if you stay in the pocket, you know, with not a good line, you're going to get sacked. So You know, I don't know what the answer is. You know, obviously get linemen. But we know how long that takes. We drafted Long, and Long was good, and then all of a sudden he played for somebody else. Well, what happened? He was good. I thought he was going to be here 20 years of, you know, just go grow old hair. It just didn't happen, you know. So it's tough to get a line. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You got to have some type of running game. Remember the Ravens' line was bad last week in the Ravens. Oh, the O-line guy got hurt, and they shuffled this dude over here, and then all of a sudden they got 400 yards rushing. What happened, you know? So I don't know how that works, you know. So, I mean, got to find some linemen from somewhere.
And, OJ, you brought up a point, bro. I've never, like, this thought. You said Tua, and first person you brought up is Kyler Murray, a shorter guy. He's athletic. He can take off. He can haul ass. Then I think about Russell or Wilson, who's a shorter guy. He knows how to go. Then even Drew Brees. Yeah. Drew Brees was a six-foot guy, but he knew how to move in the pocket, manipulate the throwing lanes. Justin Herbert, 6'5". It's easier on him. Is that you might have just answered it. If you're a six-foot dude, bro, you got to be able to move.
That's my thought.
But those guys have hips. They have fully functioning hips.
Even the guy from Buffalo yesterday ran some first downs. You got to run some first downs. He's 6'5", 6'6". You got to run some first downs. I thought that with Tannehill as well. So I'm not going to say it's all on the six-foot guy. But you remember we had Tannehill, and he was, you know, okay. But he threw the ball to Jarvis Landry from here, you know, from here to the wall, like – Jarvis Landry got 112 catches for 279 yards. Stop throwing him the ball 3 yards right there. Run the ball for the first down. Throw him the ball 12 yards later. Like, you got the game has come to – you're going to have to move in a quarterback. It's only probably one quarterback that's not running. He 44 years old. He ain't going nowhere.
OG, what was Jarvis' stats? 179 catches for 217 yards?
Bro, he had 100 – led the NFA out like 112 catches. I mean, y'all got like 326. Like, damn.
I thought he said 217 receptions for 179 yards. I'm even going backwards at the time. But that, yeah, you're listening to a guy. You're listening to a guy that played with Dan Marino, though. Your barometer is high, OG.
We played a game. I think they played a game at Texans. I remember they played the Texans in Houston. And it was 3rd and 6, and we threw the ball to Jarvis Landry for 4, and it was 4th and 1. Like, why are we doing it then? Run the ball. Like, why are we doing it like that? Come on, man. Like, you want pad his stats? I got – we throwing a bubble. Like, come on, man. Like, let's try to get the ball a little bit, you know, downfield. You know what I mean? But, you know, listen. Dan used to throw the ball. Like, you got to remember when I first came in, you know who the running back was? The center that played for the Lakers, so we had to throw the ball.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I remember him. Same name, different guy. Aronde Gadsden is with us. So what do you do with this Dolphins team? That was ugly. You said that was a full egg yesterday. That was not egg beaters. You can't believe it's not an egg. This was a full egg. But the week before, they did go into New England and win on the road, so they're 1-1. Yep. What do you do with this Dolphins team right now?
I think you're good. You know, that was like, if we won that game, we'd have been 2 up in the division. Like, that would have been so serious, that win. And, you know, that's teams who know you, you know, teams who play against each other. It's no real game plan. That's just a game we, you know, you got to win one, you know. But I think, you know, going forward, you know, play the Raiders. Raiders don't see us often. We don't see them often. Like, it should be a little better, you know. We play inside. It'd be, you know, exciting to be there. I think it'd be a little better than it was yesterday. Yesterday was tough. Hopefully you get – I don't know where the Tua – I know yesterday they said it was negative, and I don't know how the ribs are going to be, but Jacoby Brissett gets to go with the ones. You know how that is – so important, like, oh, you get to throw with the ones this week because you're going to be the starter, like that, you know, and so that should help, you know, a lot of confidence. You know, the mainstay of the team is the defense. Like, you know, the defense still gave up the same amount of points they gave up in Buffalo last year when we had to win the game to go to playoffs. So, I mean, that some of that has to be fixed as well, you know. So, and I don't think the Raiders got – the receivers that Buffalo got. So it's a lot of things. So I think we'd be all right. Not saying that we're going to have 0 points. You got to score some points to win the game.
And, OG, that was my next question, bro. You kind of hit on it. I was going to ask you, am I crazy? Because I said it earlier in the show. Bro, the defense didn't play bad. You give up 314 yards to the Buffalo Bills? They were playing on short fields. Bro, did you know 4 turnover on downs, 1 interception, 2 lost fumbles? Bro, we had 7 turnovers yesterday.
Yeah.
The defense, you can't hold up forever, especially against a playoff team.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know, and you're speaking from a linebacker's point of view, so I know, when you come to the side, trust me, man, listen, when I used to play, I had everybody screaming and yelling, you got to get mad at some point, too, like every time we come off, like Pat, Sam, and Zach, they yelling like, yo, we got to win the game, too, like y'all going to put up some points, like the score is 9-10, like we holding them to 9 points, you know what I'm saying, like you can't hold them, I don't call the plays, I don't call the plays. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to say something back. You just can't be beating my head in, man. I'm trying to do my part, bro.
Rondae's having flashbacks. This game yesterday gave Dolphins fans flashbacks, flashbacks.
Defense can only do but so much, man. They can only do but so much. You know, like, the intercept when Howard got the intercept, we all were pumped in the stadium. Like, yeah, let's go. We can do it now. Still 14-0. We got it. Oh, punt. Whoa, what happened? Defense back out.
OG, if some people don't notice, the offense is on one side of the field on the sideline, the defense is on the other.
Right.
Did you ever go down there and apologize to Zach and Sam and Pat, or they had to come cuss you out?
A few times I had to because they saved the game, you know what I'm saying? They did it. I mean, I think that year, I don't know, it might have been 99, 2000 at this point, like, I think we won all the games by 3 points. Every last game, we went to the playoffs. We were 9-7. We won all 9 games by 3 points or less. Lindo kick a field goal, we win by 1. Lindo kick a field goal, defense got a hold on them. They held them. You know, the defense was pretty good. They were pretty stacked at that time. So it's tough being on that other side, man, because they're your friends. You know, you go out with them and you talk. You know what I'm saying? You can feel it. Like, oh man, like. Come on, defense. I'm first one at the line with my helmet off clapping. You can hold them. You can hold them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's 9-10 with 1 minute and 50 seconds left. You got to stop them from getting a field goal. Oh, it's mackerel. Good thing Tom Brady won Tom Brady. Yeah, like, oh, my God.
Aronde, give us – I want to hear your analysis one more time of the Jakeem Grant catch and fumble.
No, I saw it like, ooh, like it was his third down play. I mean, he hooked up right there. They threw the ball to him. The guy came and tackled him, slung him around, and he just that's the only way, because he didn't get hit. There wasn't no like, ooh, he got hit and dropped the ball. You know, when you're in one of those rides and they go around and around, you just lose yourself. Like, whoa, let the ball go. You know what I'm saying? The ball on the ground, what happened? You know what I'm saying? I thought they were going to swing around, right? I thought they were going to swing around. He was going to get up and keep running because he ain't touched the ground. Like, he landed on top of the dude. He dropped the ball. You know?
So you're saying Jakeem Grant thought he was at the Dade County Youth Fair on a ride for a second. He forgot where he was.
Just a second. A guy by more than 100 pounds outweigh you swing you around. You kind of, and a helmet. You kind of lose yourself.
Aronde Gadsden, I'm going to give you a second here to crow because your son made his first collegiate reception this weekend for Syracuse.
Yeah. I got to teach him how to catch, too. Got to be on him, too. But it was pretty good. I was pretty excited. He just turned 18. He's out there and Syracuse all the way. I can't even get up there to yell at him all the time because it's far. I'm trying to yell at him as much as I can because when it starts snowing, I'm not going to be up there, period, just on him. But they play inside. It's a good deal. It was 3rd and 10. He ran 11 yard out. We got the first down, and I was so pumped. It was a gang of firsts for us old guys. You know, Pat's son got his first intercept yesterday. So we were celebrating all weekend until we got to Dolphin Stadium.
Now that was cool. Pat Surtain, he got his first interception in his second NFL game. just like the original Pat Surtain.
Yeah.
And does Aronde Gadsden II, your son, have your hands? Because your hands are unparalleled.
I tried to give him the best I can. He's doing everything he can. Look, he's batting 100 right now, batting 1,000. He's 1 for 1. That's all we can do. That's all we can do until we get some more balls. We 1 for 1. One catch, 11 yard. We got 11 yard average. You know, one catch, and we're good to go. Hopefully he'll get some more. He just running down on kickoff right now. He just Channing would kind of notice he got to hit the 6 and then go to the safety. I never played special teams, so I don't know what that means when he tell me, but I'm like, you better do it. That's what I know. Just do it. I don't know what that means. Hit the 6 and go to the safety. I don't know.
Do what they tell you to do. Yeah, OJ, you weren't really fleet of feet. I don't know if they had you on kickoff.
No, that wasn't my deal. That wasn't. I told you I had a workout. My holdout year, I held out for one day because Jimmy said we give you $1 if you don't come back. I was like, oh man, I better get back in there. But the one trip I did make, I made the Detroit Lions, and they were like, yo, you got to play some special teams. Because you know it was actually to Minnesota.
I love this story.
Yeah, it was the Minnesota, and they had Randy Moss, and they had I forgot the other receiver's name, Hatchett. They had Hatchett, yeah. And they said, well, you got to play some special teams, and I was like, well, man, I haven't played special teams because you know they had OJ returning kicks. We had Lamar and Tony Martin. They were on special teams. I just didn't. I didn't know why. I just didn't. So they were like, well, let's see if you can, you know, return some kicks. I went back there and fair caught all them balls. all of them. Every last one. They shot them out of the jug machine high to the ceiling of the little Metrodome. You can do whatever you want, man. I ain't returning no kicks, bro. What you want me to do? I can't. Oh, can you make the first man miss? Nah, that ain't my deal. I cover the ball with two hands and try to run them over, but I ain't making them miss. Why do you want me to pull my hamstring or something? Hey,
free agent workout. They are shooting punts to Aronde Gadsden, and there's no one chasing him, and he's fair catching every single punt.
There's nobody in the whole Metrodome, the big building, but a jug machine, equipment guy, three coaches on the sideline, and me. That's the only people in the whole place.
Fair catch everyone that was sent his way.
It's your hand.
You know what's so funny? I ain't even waved my hand like it's a fair catch. I just caught the ball and stood there and rolled it to the side. Next one then. I don't know what y'all want me to do with that. You like you gonna return any of them? Like what you? This is my move. Like I'm showing you my move. The catching it is my move. Like
they were like, we do not have the next Billy White Shoes Johnson here.
Yeah, right. I did not sign with Minnesota. They did not call my agent or me back after that day.
You made us laugh. You made us laugh on a tough Monday, Aronde. It was a tough Monday for Dolphins and Canes fans. You made us laugh.
Let's give kudos to the Gators, but the play to score the 2-point conversion was terrible.
Terrible.
It was a dumb call.
Terrible.
Terrible. Like, y'all think that's gonna work right there? You can hold it as long as you want to hold it. Ride him as long as you want to ride
it. Let's both run it in together. it was like sportsmanship. Pass it on. We'll run it in together.
Why the hell you bring? Why you gonna bring all them damn big monsters inside when you run? Spread them out if you want to run. I was hot about that play too.
I don't know. Like I'm saying, like roll him out, bunch left. Tight and roll out. If you can hit the flat man, hit the flat man. If not, you, Emery, you gonna have to do the John Elway helicopter in the end zone. But that right there, that what you're doing, that ain't gonna work.
Dan called a hell of a game, but I think he ran out of stuff.
He ran out of stuff.
Yeah. He needed it the most. Yeah, when he needed it the most. He should have just, hey, if that big quarterback was ready, 15, like, I need one play from you, big dog. Run in there.
Yep. If he was healthy, he would have done that.
Anthony Richardson.
Aronde Gadsden. Yeah. Thank you, OG, and congrats to your son, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Y'all take it easy.
Aronde Gadsden. We'll keep talking some Canes and Dolphins. He made us laugh. We needed that.
We did on a rough Monday.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we went long with Aronde Gadsden there, but made sense. We always do, and we needed it today. We needed it today. And after all that fun and revelry, I look at the text machine. The first text, Manny Diaz is a terrible coach.
Oh, G couldn't take your mind off of it?
We're going to listen. So Manny Diaz was on with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz this morning on 560. We've got some cuts from that, so you can watch your ears bleed. No, we can listen and hear what he had to say. Brian Flores had his press conference today at 2 o'clock, right when we went on the air. So we can play some cuts from that as well. In the 4 o'clock hour, we'll do Who Got Funky. We do that every Monday. We got to get to our Dolphins question of the day. And we'll start the hour at 4 o'clock with some cuts from Manny Diaz on with Joe Rose. And Canes fans can listen to what he had to say. And
they're going
to
cuss you out on the text.
Canes fans are not happy with okay. – and nor should you be, by the way.
No.
I mean,
no.
there was – I didn't see a single positive thing in the Canes game. De'Aaron King is the positive. That guy guts it out.
Yes.
He is a positive. But Manny Diaz, I mean, defense, they can't tackle.
No, Jack.
They can't tackle.
Y'all's MVP, Headley.
The punter.
He kicks the hell out of that ball.
He can kick the hell out of a ball. So we'll do that. 4 o'clock hours next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.